Hi, good morning. This is a further boot in continuation of the conversation about religion in schools, which I started and has been continued by Pilgrim Chris. This will probably have to be in two parts because I'm still only a 3 minute limit on my boo time. So I'll probably get a cut off partway through, but I assure you I will follow it up with a second part in conclusion immediately. Firstly, I'd just like to address Chris's point about contacting him regarding taking his DM boo public. I appreciate your comments there, mate, and you know, if, I hope I haven't upset you there. The reason that I didn't sort of contact you first, partly because I didn't really think about it, but I was very conscious that I didn't comment directly or reveal anything that you had said to me in that DM. You know, obviously, without going into the detail, you know, you mentioned things about your family and stuff like that. Obviously, what I wasn't going to sort of put that public, that, you know, that's down to you to do. It was just that I felt that maybe you had misinterpreted what I was trying to say, and if you misinterpreted what I was trying to say, then maybe other people had also thought that I'd had also misinterpreted me. So I thought I better take it public just to kind of, you know, clarify my point, if you like. So if I've upset you there, I do apologise, but that wasn't my intention. Okay, moving on. You've latched onto this fact that I said 98% of wars are caused by religion, etc. Okay, I do believe, I haven't listened back to my original boo, but I do believe that I kind of, you know, did generalise on that, and you know, I think I said something along as if I would guess. You know, that's my opinion. I do feel that, you know, if we don't fight over if we don't fight over religion, what do we fight about? Okay, so if it's not religion, we fight about land rights. Why do we fight about land rights? Usually because the people who own the land are of different faiths, beliefs, or whatever. Creeds, races, you know, all of which kind of come under the same banner, really. You know, it's all about different faiths, really. So yeah, it is a bit of a generalisation and probably exaggerated for effect. But you know, don't really think there's any harm in me exaggerating a few things when I'm trying to counter argument against a book which is full of exaggerated facts. You know, walking on water, water into wine. You know, lepers losing their illness and men with no legs running around them. Whatever. I'm joking, but you get my point. I am going to run out of time very quickly. Your second point was that, you know, you think that you say that you know, religion can do good, as in Cafod being the first to arrive in Haiti after the disaster there, which is fine, and I agree with that. But I feel that's a very big discredit to the Red Cross, Médecins Sans Frontières, Red Crescent, etc., who also attend those events, and they are not of a religious founding. I'll continue in a minute.